Welcome to Torah Timecha HaVtorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week, Parshas Shmini, we read from Shmuel Beis. Ashkenaz reads from chapter 6, verse 1 through chapter 7, verse 17, and Nusach Sfard ends earlier in chapter 6, verse 19. Our HaVtorah tells the story of what was meant to be a moment of unbridled joy, yet tragically turned into a day of sorrow. This is the story of the Aron HaBris's return to Yerushalayim. For the past 20 years, the Aron had been in the home of Avinadav, ever since the Plishtim returned it after the disastrous war during the time of Eli HaKohen. Now, finally, David HaMelech was bringing the Aron home to Yerushalayim. A new wagon was built, and the two sons of Avinadav, Uzzah and Achio, were accompanying the procession. There was music, dancing, rejoicing. And then, calamity. The cattle began to stumble, and Uzzah reached out to steady the Aron. In that moment, Hashem was angered by this misstep, and Uzzah died there, beside the Aron Hashem. The joyous day had become one of shock and mourning. Of course, the painful connection to our Parshas Shemini is immediately evident. Vayihi bayom hashmini. It was on the eighth day, the day after 7 days of consecrating the Mishkan. Months of preparation led to this day, from the donations of materials to the building of the Mishkan and its vessels, to the week of inauguration during which Moshe performed the service on behalf of Aaron and his sons. And finally, Vayihi Bayom Hashmini, the moment had arrived. The Mishkan was to be used properly for the first time. And the people waited with bated breath. Would Hashem's cloud descend? Would his fire appear? Would his presence truly dwell amongst us? And then it happened. The cloud filled the Mishkan. The fire came down from heaven. Hashem's Shechina, his presence, had descended. And as the Ramban beautifully writes in his introduction to Sefer Shemos, this was the day the world had been awaiting since the time of the Avos, for Hashem to dwell among the Jewish people. And in the midst of that joy, disaster. Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu, brought an unauthorized ketores offering and an esh zara, a strange fire. And immediately, they died before Hashem. These stories, so painful to contemplate and process, and yet, if we are to learn lessons, we must. Back to our Haftorah, according to the commentaries, there were many mistakes that David HaMelech, his nation, and of course Uzzah made in this process. Firstly, as David himself references in the retelling of the story in Divrei HaYamim, the Aron should not have been carried by anyone other than a Levi, which the sons of Avinadav were not. And of course, the Aron should never have been carried on a wagon. This is a direct verse in Bamidbar. Vilivnei kahas lo natan, ki avodas hakodesh alehem bekasef yisa'u. In Bamidbar chapter 7, verse 9. To the family of Kahas, Moshe did not give wagons, because their sacred duty was to carry the holy vessels themselves on their shoulders. So of course, the Aron should not be carried by cattle. And perhaps the most crucial mistake, the actual Aron itself must never be touched. This is the Aron that carried the Kruvim, the place from which Hashem speaks to the Jewish people. It is not just an object. It represents the very presence of Hashem among us. The Aron does not require support. As Uzzah should have realized, the Aron carries its carriers. It does not need our help. But it's so painful. In a moment, this day that should have been one of celebration becomes one of mourning and heartbreak. It's striking to note that Uzzah was the son of Avinadav. If the Aron had lived in their home for 20 years, that means that Uzzah had literally grown up with it. He was used to it. He was close to it. He was accustomed. And that's exactly the danger. Because here is the strange and sobering truth. Sometimes, when we are surrounded by greatness, we stop noticing it. When holiness becomes part of our everyday, we risk becoming blind to it, and the awe begins to fade. Maybe that was Uzzah's mistake. He stopped feeling the weight of what it meant that the Aron carried the very presence of Hashem. It's not that he didn't know it. He stopped seeing it. The Gemara in Sota teaches us that this moment was also a censure of David HaMelech himself, who had written in Tehillim, Zmiros Hayuli Chukecha, your laws were like songs to me. Words written with love, deep, heartfelt love, but perhaps lacking the awe, the trembling reverence that the Torah also demands. And maybe, through all this pain, we begin to hear the message, one that echoes not just in history, but in our own lives, because we face the same challenge today. The more we are surrounded by a life of Torah, the more we immerse ourselves not just in moments of holiness, but in a lifestyle of Kedusha, the more we risk becoming too comfortable, too used to it. We keep Shabbos not once in a lifetime, but week after week. We have interactions with so many people who are all Tzalmei Elokim, created in the image of God. But we're so used to them, we can take them for granted. We make brachos not once a year, but ideally 100 times a day. And every one of those mitzvos, each act, each word, is a portal to the infinite. But when something becomes routine, it's easy to forget that we are standing before God. It's easy to reach out and touch the Aron, so to speak, without fully realizing the awe of what we are doing. And that is our avodah, to live in closeness without losing reverence, to embrace holiness as our lifestyle without ever forgetting the privilege of it, to sing songs to Hashem, yes, but to sing them with trembling, with love, and with awe. Can this be done? Isn't this an impossibility? It's fascinating, but perhaps most inspiring and empowering, that in our Haftorah, we don't just see the mistake, we see David HaMelech's process of learning, of growing, of transforming, and of fixing. The Navi tells us that after Uzzah's death, David was too frightened to continue bringing the Aron to Yerushalayim. He left it instead in the home of Oved Edom Hagiti for 3 months. And then he tried again. But this time, everything was different. This time, Leviim carry the Aron on their shoulders, as the Torah commands. This time, Chazal tell us, they felt the Aron miraculously carrying itself. Hashem was with them. This time, every 6 steps, they stopped and brought sacrifices. They paused, honored, acknowledged the privilege of what was happening. Even the instruments were different. Last time, harps, lyres, drums, cymbals, a kind of energetic, almost playful mirth. Tzchok. This time, shofar. Simpler, deeper, focused. Simcha, real joy. Not entertainment, not levity. Kedusha. And this is so important to underline. There was joy. There must be joy. David HaMelech danced with such abandon, such intensity, that everyone noticed. Even his wife Michal criticized him. But he knew. True understanding of Hashem's holiness doesn't take away joy. It elevates it. It refines it. It transforms it into a deeper, more powerful longing for closeness with Hashem. In fact, our Haftorah concludes with David responding so deeply, so intensely to the experience of bringing the Aron home that he immediately turns to Nasan HaNavi and says, in chapter 7, verse 2, Vayomer HaMelech al Nasan HaNavi, Re'ena Anochi Yoshev Beis Arazim Va'aron Elokim Yoshev B'Socha Yiriah. The king said to the prophet Nasan, here I am dwelling in a house of cedar, while the ark of God abides in a tent. I want to build the Beis HaMikdash. He's ready that night, that moment. And Hashem tells Nasan HaNavi to tell him, no, it will be your son, not you. But the desire, the yearning, it was born from that journey. And this is our life. To live with the knowledge that our daily mitzvos, our Shabbos, our brachos, our davening, our learning, our relationships are real. They touch the divine. They bring God's presence into our lives and into our world. And this knowledge, this awareness, it shouldn't paralyze us. It shouldn't frighten us into silence or fear. It should energize us, activate us, fill us with love, with awe, with longing for even more connection with God. So as we go forward, lighting Shabbos candles, reciting brachos, learning Torah, speaking kindly, showing up for others, we do so with new eyes, not just as people living a life of Torah, but as people who see the wonder in it, who feel the weight and the privilege of carrying the Aron every single day. And especially now during Sefiras HaOmer, when we count each day again and again, we are reminded that every day matters, every act counts, and that even the most familiar mitzvah can be a step on our journey towards Matan Torah. May we never grow blind to the holiness in our midst, and may that awareness fill us not with fear, but with joy, with awe, and with a longing that brings us closer to Hashem day by day. Thank you for learning together.